We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
In verse number 15, he says, listen, if you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away backward.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Number one, Isaiah 59, as we continue our series in the book of Isaiah together, we find a wonderful truth in the scripture. It's not a positive truth. It's not something that is uplifting and exciting, but it is a truth. And God has a principle for us to learn. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 1. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue have muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Let's pray together. Lord, I pray you would help us as we look at your word, and I pray you would give us understanding and truth to direct our thoughts. And Lord, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross and give me the words to say, Lord, I understand that I have not the ability to help anyone. It is your word that makes a difference in our lives. And so I pray, Lord, that your word would fall on good ground this morning. I pray that you would help us not just to be a hearer, but also a doer of your word, that we may be blessed. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we step into Isaiah chapter 59, we notice a question that is a rhetorical question asked by Judah in this passage of scripture. And right away, when we open Isaiah chapter 59, the Holy Spirit is answering that question. Their question is, can God change our plight? Can God hear our prayers? Does God care about where we are? Rabbi Harold Kushner wrote a wide-selling book entitled When Bad Things Happen to Good People. He wrote this book in 1981. It sold more than 4 million copies around the world and was on the New York Times bestseller list for a whole year. The whole point of this book is to say that God is an all-loving God, but that God is not an all-powerful God, that God is good, but God is not sovereign. So when bad things happen to good people, in his book, Rabbi Harold Kushner said, it is because events are out of God's control. Kushner advises his readers to learn to love God and to forgive him despite his limitations. Friends, listen to me. That is not the God of the Bible. The Bible teaches us in this passage of Scripture that God's hand is not shortened. God is able. The Bible says that God is ready to hear their prayers, and God cares about Judah. Even though they were facing a difficult time, God knew and God cared about their plight. So what was the issue with Judah? Why wasn't God acting? Well, the Bible says the issue was their sin. The Bible says that sin has separated them from God. And we notice as the Bible begins to pull this out for us, we understand a little bit about what the Scripture is talking about. What does sin separate us? How does sin separate us from God? Well, sin does not necessarily separate us from the presence of God, because God is present everywhere. Psalm 139, verse 7. And the Bible teaches us that even Satan can have an audience with God. Sin does not separate us from the love of God, because the Bible teaches us that God loves sinners. And so how does sin separate us? Well, I think the Bible teaches us that sin separates us from the fellowship of God, because at least at the point of sin, we no longer think alike with God. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Sin separates us also from the blessing of God, because at least at the point of our sin, we are not trusting God or relying on God. And sin also separates us from the benefits of God's love. Even as we notice illustrated in the Bible, the prodigal son, who was still loved by the father, but didn't enjoy the benefits of his love when he was in sin. And so we notice in the Scripture what Judah is saying here in Isaiah, or what Isaiah is saying in Isaiah 59. Listen, God is able to help you. God hears your prayers. God cares about you. But your situation is not because of God. How often we blame others, how often we blame God for where we are in our life. And here God is saying, listen, the problem is not with me. The problem is with your heart. Your sin has separated you from Almighty God. And we notice in this passage of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 59, as Isaiah begins to build out this text, we begin to notice their sin. The Bible says in verse 3 that their hands were defiled with blood. In verse number 3, it talks about the fact that their lips had spoken lies. And the thought there is that they continually spoke lies. In verse number 4, there was no call for justice. In verse number 5, evil men having children were then turned into evil. Verse 5, we see their display. They display themselves as good and righteous. They have an outward display of righteousness, but the Bible says that they perform works of evil. In verse 7, they think evil thoughts, and therefore they perform evil deeds. They follow a pathway against the truth, the Bible says in verse number 8. And because of their choices, the Bible says they do not know the peace of God. They do not know God's peace in their life. In fact, it was the Apostle Paul who quoted Isaiah chapter 59 when he demonstrated the condition of the human heart. He said in Romans 3 verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. You see, sin had become a cancer to their society. Sin had become a destruction to the hearts of these individuals. I want you to turn with me, if we could, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And notice what the Bible says together in verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. Notice what the scripture says. Verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
It says this: know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. By the way, the last days is speaking about the cross to the coming of Jesus. We're in the last days today. The disciples were in the last days. And so the Bible says, and in the last days, dangerous times or dangerous days will unfold. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which crept into houses, and led captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, instead of following God's law, we see a society that has followed their own lust. Sin would corrupt the very moral fabric of their society. As people walked away from God, they became offended by the name of God. They became offended by the truths of God. They began to remove these pillars in their day-to-day life. God would be taken away from their schools. God would be taken away from their government. God would be taken away from other institutions. And finally, this would lead to God being removed from their own personal lives, their own families, and sadly, even churches. They would replace a relationship with God with a shallow religion, a form of godliness, but it would be empty. And Paul said it would be powerless. Spiritualism and idolatry would be the go-tos of the society. And when a crisis comes into their life, when difficulty comes into their life, they would quickly run to the true God. And they would say, God, don't you hear our prayers? God, don't you care about our situation? That's where Judah was. They had turned away from the true God, but yet during this Babylonian captivity, all of a sudden they're saying, God, don't you care about us? You saw this during 9/11 as churches began to fill up. And people who never prayed before began to pray and say, God, do you care about us? God, do you hear our prayers? Will you help us and deliver us? One newspaper said this about 9/11. They said, after September 11 terror attacks, many expected American houses of worship to be jammed with parishioners seeking refuge and community and a place to grieve. And that spike in church attendance did in fact occur. Briefly, he wrote, briefly. God, can you help us? God, do you care about us? God, do you hear our prayer? And Isaiah is saying, listen, the issue isn't God. God has always been there. God has always had an outstretched hand. God has always cared about your plight. God was always concerned about your condition. But you have turned away from God. Your sin has separated you from your God, that he cannot hear you. I want us to notice, if we could, in this passage of Scripture, a wonderful practical truth, not only for our lives, but also for the world that we live in today. Because this is the world we live in today. I want us to notice, number one, if you're taking notes with me, the result of their sin. The result of their sin. The Bible says in Isaiah 59, verse 9, therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. For we wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. I want us to notice, first of all, they reap what they sown. You see, the Bible says, Isaiah penned these words, judgment was far from us. Now, Isaiah is not saying that God's grace wasn't near. Isaiah is not saying that God could not save them. Isaiah is not saying that God's power could not deliver them. But what he's saying in this passage of Scripture was that they were reaping what they had sown in a society. It means that people didn't care about justice. People didn't care about righteousness. And therefore, they were not blessed by that justice in their society. Jesus taught the same principle. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 13, 12. He said this, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. When truth is embraced, it is multiplying. But when people refuse the truth and they despise the truth, then the effects of that are going to ripple throughout society. And truth and righteousness will be far from us. In fact, it gets to the point where people don't care about what is right. In fact, they call what is wrong right, and what is right wrong. Are you with me this morning? Doesn't that sound like our society? You're not sleeping on me, are you? You know, you stand up for truth and you're the unkind one. You stand up for what is right and all of a sudden you're not accepting, you're not loving. I had preached a sermon on the radio several years ago on sin and just talking about the effects of sin. It's a Bible message and what the Bible has to say about sin. And someone took some spray paint and wrote on the back of the church, love, love. And they wanted me to know that I wasn't loving. And the fact that I was confronting their sin and telling them that because of their sin, they were separated from God, I was showing them that I did love them, that I did care about them. You see, the idea in the passage of Scripture is that truth isn't lifted up anymore. Truth isn't celebrated anymore. In fact, look what Isaiah says. He says, truth has fallen in the street. In verse number 15, he says, listen, if you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away backward. Everything is backward in our society. We see letter B this morning, they became hopeless in the darkness. In verse number 9, Isaiah says, we wait for light, but we walk in darkness. In our society today, is so lost in the darkness. They don't see the wonderful light of the truth. The Bible teaches us that the devil has blinded the minds of them which believe not. And I understand that the devil is at work in our world today, but also we have a society that has decided not to embrace the truth and has rejected the truth. And therefore, if you stand up for the truth, you're the outcast. You're the weird one. You're the unloving one. It's like the letter I received several days ago who said, you see, Jerry, why do you assume that I have no hope in my life? It's the same old classical stance. You have a problem, and wouldn't you know it, you have the answer. I do not believe in God, Jerry, and if I were to, it would definitely be not the God of the Old and New Testaments. The collections of ancient literature is filled with and celebrated with war and murder and genocide and rape and kidnapping and killing babies and magic and superstition, and need I go on? By the way, the fact that the Bible talks about sin does not mean it approves sin. It's just telling us the way that it is. And that actually builds to the credibility of the book. Because if the Bible hid all of the bad things, then you'd have to wonder, is this book true? But God teaches us the way that the world is. And so he says, these so-called holy books were written by Iron Age men who knew little about anything within 150 kilometers of their village. And that's not true, because the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible and he knows the human heart. You say our world is filled with hurts and heartaches and disappointments, yet how many of those flow directly from the God who always brings hope? And don't forget intolerance and hate and racism and war. You see, this ideology and philosophy is depicted in our society. This is what our society, this is how they paint the Bible. This is how they declare the Bible. You say, why? Because they have refused the God of the Bible. They have refused the truth of the Word of God. And now today in our life, we have children that are raised believing that there is no God, that we are just some cosmic glitch in our world, that we're just an accident and we don't have any purpose. We don't have any meaning on this life. Is there any wonder that suicide rates are so high in our world today that people turn to drug and alcohol? They have no purpose. There's no meaning for this life. And yet Isaiah said, listen, he says, we're groping for the wall like a blind man. We cannot even see. It's dark in the noonday. We don't know where we're going. We have no direction for our life. We don't have any answers. In verse number 10, he says, we stumble at noonday. We don't have any truth because we have rejected it. He says, we roar like bears. He says, we mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment. We look for justice. We look for truth, but there is no truth. We look for hope. And he said, it's afar off. And we are sick to our hearts because we have rejected the God of the Bible. I want us to see letter C. We see their sins were multiplied. Verse number 12. He says, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. The sins of Judah kept snowballing. It kept getting worse and worse. And worse and worse. By the way, that's what happens to a society that rejects the God of the Bible. It gets worse and worse and worse And all of a sudden, you have people trying to invent new ways to offend God. New ways to spit in God's face. The burden and their guilt was always there. Paul said, if you plant a seed, guess what? It's going to grow. He said, you reap what you sow. And he says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, that if you sow to the flesh, it will of the flesh reap corruption. And you would say, well, it's a pretty hopeless situation. It's a pretty bad commentary on Judah's life. And may I remind you, it's a pretty bad commentary of our society as well.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.